Welcome to Media Nouveau, a podcast series exploring new media, old media, and the murky area in between.
We're students in David Morgan's New Media Writing class at Emory University.
Throughout the semester, we will discuss and question different facets of the ever-changing media landscape,
examining the ways in which we interact with and shape media. Each episode will explore a publication,
so that the series as a whole will articulate our own definition of these genres.
And I'm Ben.
In today's episode of Media Nouveau, we will be discussing and analyzing Reddit, a popular news and media sharing platform. It's important to recognize that Reddit is not a place where media is created, but rather a niche where media is curated in unique and impactful ways.
The framework of Reddit provides allows the website to diverge from old media and propel into the new media landscape. These frameworks create an environment that allows for free speech and spreadability in revolutionary ways. So we pose to you,
how does Reddit respond to their issues that stem from having a radical First Amendment viewpoint? So we'll revisit this question at the end of the podcast and give our answer. You think of your answer. So before we get into the analysis of Reddit, let's go over some terms that we'll be using that describe Reddit. So the first major point of Reddit is that it has subreddits, which are individual pages on Reddit that have a theme that they follow. So it could be a subreddit for TV shows, movies, political viewpoints, things of the like.
To keep a democratic system, Reddit has an upvote and downvote system, where Redditors can like or dislike a post to elevate its spreadability. The higher the difference a post has between upvotes and downvotes, the closer it'll get to the front page and be seen by more than 1.6 billion people who use Reddit.
Going off of the structure of Reddit, we're going to start talking about the spreadability and stickiness of Reddit.
Stickiness is more like old media when you were able to say there's a writer, an initiator, and an audience. Whereas in a more spreadable type of media like Reddit, not only can you not really tell the difference, but sometimes there really is no difference as the audience and the users are the ones that are posting everything on Reddit's website.
So stickiness is where a user goes to a website and just takes in the information that the website provides, whereas spreadability promotes spreading the media itself and promotes a more participatory culture. So we think that Reddit is defined much more by its spreadability. Taken from The Guardian, they describe Reddit as the front page of the internet moniker that Reddit usually has is quite apt. Those links you see shared on Facebook and Twitter of cats that resemble dictators, world-changing scientific studies, and weird news stories almost certainly went viral on Reddit first. So based on that quote, you can see that Reddit is more of a spreadable media where it takes things from a bunch of different sources and puts it in that place to be shared on a bunch of other different sources. In that way, it acts like a web.
According to the Jenkins article, Why Media Spreads, the spreadability paradigm assumes that anything worth hearing will circulate through any and all available channels, potentially moving audiences from peripheral awareness to active engagement.
So the fact that Reddit is a curation-based system rather than a creation-based system allows for many different sources like YouTube videos, news articles, original memes, and images to be consumed, shared, and altered by millions of users from Reddit and beyond.
So basically, anyone who wants to hear this information and information that people think is worth hearing will be heard or will be seen by Reddit users around the world.
This spreadability has some negative influences, though. Because there's so much reach and so much freedom of expression on Reddit, this can lead to some subreddits that have unintended consequences.
For example, the subreddit The Donald has over 300,000 members, and according to the New York Times, Steve Huffman, the Reddit founder, actually called this subreddit almost cult-like, and the lead moderator wrote that he believed that he could get away with raping undocumented immigrants.
So the question that we're trying to analyze is,
how much spreadability should we have in the respect that we don't want to filter out anyone's opinion, we don't want to filter out anybody's opinion because everyone has a right to free speech, everyone has a right to say how they feel, and that's what Reddit was founded upon. But at the same time, it's not okay that a site like that or a subreddit like the Donald is allowed to just post things that attack certain groups of people.
Personally, I think that although it's harmful, these subreddits should be allowed to exist because it opens up conversations. And I think these conversations that we have are much more important than filtering out the harmful content that they may produce. What do you think, Ben?
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. I feel that everyone has a right to free speech and opening up this conversation. And even with subreddits like this, I know that it's gotten a lot of backlash, hence that the New York Times wrote an article criticizing it, and there were plenty of other people who have heavily criticized this subreddit. And if we do end up filtering out articles, who will have the right to say, oh, this article's offensive and this article's not offensive? We could end up getting almost into a Big Brother type of deal where just one person's filtering out anything they don't like.
So Reddit has a constitution or a code of conduct that they follow where they prohibit anything illegal, such as pornography, anything that incites violence. But the real issue is, how do they enforce such a constitution?
And
the issue with new media is that things are so spreadable that how can you link it back to a certain person, and how do we punish those people?
And Reddit has tried to do this with the Donald and a few other dangerous subreddits. They've warned them, and then I know they've suspended some of their lead moderators for a certain amount of time, but at the same time, they refuse to shut down any of these dangerous subreddits.
So in addition to Reddit's own constitution that encompasses the entire site, there are also rules within subreddits about posting and commenting and the things of the like.
For example, every single subreddit can post their own rules, their own ways to enforce them, and their own tools to prevent certain people from getting onto their specific subreddit.
So this begs the question, what is the ultimate set of rules? Is it the subreddit or the Reddit? And this brings into question which set of rules promotes more spreadability.
This is a difficult question. I mean, this is something that you, me, and everyone listening to this should think about. Should these things be filtered? Should people be thinking, how could this be enforced? What to do about these people? And hopefully someone could potentially come up with a solution that filters out the dangerous while at the same time allowing everyone who is posting safely and not breaking these rules to have fun and use Reddit what it was meant for.
Yeah, certainly. Reddit
is also up to interpretation.
Certainly. Reddit gives agency to groups of all types, whether it be LGBTQ communities or subreddits that promote hatred and violence.
So we just talked about moderators and their roles in the subreddits and how, unlike old media where there would be monitors and editors and you name it, in Reddit, a more spreadable type of media, non-employees and really users have special roles within a subreddit to do whatever they can to get rid of bad posts or posts that they think will attack or offend people within their own subreddits. As a frequent Reddit user, why don't you tell me a little bit about your experience with participatory culture, Reddit, and how you've seen certain moderators play out, and what happens when a comment or a post comes up that would offend you or that would upset the typical person?
So yeah, I think moderators hold a very special role at Reddit. They definitely have this agency that regular users don't. And I think that's a really revolutionary idea, something that we haven't really seen before, where a user kind of takes a editing role in a company or in a website and the media that surrounds it. So moderators will often highlight certain comments that they think are important for a certain post. They may highlight certain posts and bring that to the top. Often their comments can be highlighted and brought to the top. So they certainly have a larger sense of power on Reddit. And as Jenkins describes, it blurs the distinction between the roles of producer, marketer, and audience. And I think that's a really cool idea that Reddit really... I think an article from The Kernel really sums up my thoughts well, and I'll take a quote from that article. This actually endows Reddit and its users with incredible power. If Reddit truly is the front page of the internet, its users are the editors, picking and choosing which stories you'll end up seeing on your Facebook feed later. And I think that really summed it up well.
Thank you. And one thing I've noticed about Reddit, which is kind of weird, I started using Reddit no more than a week ago, is that even though it's new media, it's not really the new version of anything. It's not the new type of newspaper. It's not the new book. It's not a new photograph, board game, you name it. And it seems like it's its own type of new media monster. Is there anything you want to say about that? Would you like to comment?
Yeah, I think Reddit carves its own path with the values it has about the First Amendment rights and its spreadability. And it's, yeah, it's definitely carving its own path in the new media landscape.
It's great. And it's also amazing how people that are so influential, like Jerry Seinfeld, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Aziz Ansari, and even President Obama, have done AMAs or Ask Me Anything so that anybody like you and me can just type a question and it'll get to someone like, you know, someone like the president. That's incredible.
Yeah, I think AMAs are a very are a divergence from old media, because in the past you wouldn't have been able to just casually get in contact with these influential figures, and that definitely plays into Reddit's role in new media.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And one other thing about this type of new media is that everybody, when they did read a book or they read a newspaper or they look at a photograph, they have an interpretation of it. But now you could see everybody's, and you could see, oh wow, I never would have thought of that, or wow, I would have never seen this photo in that way.
Yeah, I think Reddit's place in the new media world is giving a platform for people's thoughts and ideas and comments on newspaper articles, memes, things like that. It gives a voice to people to comment on things they wouldn't have been able to comment about before. And it brings a lot of people from different perspectives and different backgrounds together so they can talk about these things and create a meaningful discussion.
Yeah, and I remember when we were actually talking about this before, I found it interesting when we were talking, you said that the comments can actually even become more popular than the posts, and that people, even if they're not posting, they can always comment and can always get involved in the discussion and therefore always be a part of one of the, part of Reddit.
Yeah, that's true. The way Reddit works with its comment system, where it's visible right below the post, allows a lot of more participation, and it promotes the comments almost are more important than the article itself, which I think is a great example of participatory culture and how that diverges from old media in the way that you would have commented on an article in newspaper by just writing to the editor, and it would have been visible to the editor, and that's it. Now your comments are visible to everyone. And even if you don't have a voice or a different perspective to give, you can give upvotes and downvotes in the comments, which give agency to people who don't even have comments to give.
That's great. And to summarize everything, Reddit really does fit into and kind of almost defines this sphere of new media through allowing billions of users to not only just read or look at the media, but to curate media, spread media from many different outlets, create their own media, and really redefine how we use free speech in the media world.
This completes our discussion of Reddit as a facet of new media.
We'd like to thank our amazing line producer and editor, Spencer Wyatt, and all of you for taking the time to listen to our podcast.
Hopefully you've learned something about Reddit and can use it in your daily life.
And if you would like to see any of the articles we've cited throughout this podcast, please check the links below.